You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This evening's kickoff, Cyprus versus Wales, 7:45 p.m. Cyprus in the market at 7-2, the draw 5-2 and Wales 4-5. I'll do one of the headline offers here, but not the other one. I'll just steer clear of the Cyprus headline offer. Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win is a 3-1 shot. Just before we hear from Robbie, Derek, if you're going to back Wales at 4-5, why wouldn't you back Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win at 3-1? They've scored 8 goals so far in the qualification rounds, and Bale's got 5 of them.
A very good question, and I don't have an answer, mainly because there isn't one. That is the bet you would have. You don't back Wales at 4-5 away from home. They've done fantastically well. Top of Group B. Look as though they're going to qualify. But it's not an easy fixture, Cyprus away. They're an improving side too. And Wales will see that they only need 4 points from the next 4 games, I think it is, to qualify. Basically what they don't want to do is go losing this game. If they pick up a point, they'll be made up. And I suspect that's exactly what they'll do. They'll go for the draw. I mean, they're above England in the world rankings, Wales, now. I mean, you know, is that in the Male Voice Choir rankings? I mean, how did that happen? I mean, they've got Gareth Bale, and so that's the reason. But Northern Ireland had George Best, and they never ever got above the Turks and Caicos, did they? I mean, how has this happened? Is Bale that good? To go above England in the world rankings, the biggest Welsh surprise since Ryan Giggs turned up for a friendly. I can't believe how it's happened. But is that how good Wales are or how bad England are? I don't know.
I think the second one, I was just about to mention that. I think it's, Alex, I think that's a sad indictment of the England football team at the moment.
They're above Spain as well, by the way.
Yeah.
It's I don't know how it worked out. I genuinely, it's one of those things that you just go, are Wales the 9th best team in the world? No chance.
No chance.
But As Derek said, they've been in good form. You know, they've got every chance of qualifying here, but that 4-5 is not a good price on them away from home.
No, they've lost a couple of times in Cyprus, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and a few injuries as well. James Chester's a doubt, Joe Allen's out. Players who have, I wouldn't say been instrumental so far in their campaign, but are, you know, cogs in their side. And the Bale bet is the only one that you can really fancy. It's a good price, I've got to say. 3-1 for
it is.
If Wales are going to win, he'll score.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what I'm saying. So it's a decent jump. Wales and under 2.5 as well, 21-10. Not bad. I think it'll be pretty tight. Whatever happens, maybe a 1-0 or a 2-0. That's what you've got going for you there. But I think don't back the 4-5 at all. But the 3-1 makes certain appeal.
Yeah, it does. 3-1 Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win. I'd like to hear from Robbie Savage on this one.
Wales, in the last 6 games against Cyprus, they've won 4 at home, but the 2 games they've lost have come in Cyprus. Never got a good record there, but I just think times have changed, momentum's changed. Gareth Bale, 2 goals in the first game for Real Madrid. Ramsey playing well. Big miss will be Joe Allen. I worry about the centre-forward position, but Chris Coleman's got his tactics spot on in this group campaign. I think we're going to go to Cyprus and win. You've got a look, a great, great bet. Gareth Bale to score any time within a Wales narrow victory. I don't think it's going to be 3 or 4. I think it could be 1 or 2-0 with Gareth Bale to get a goal in a Wales victory.
Robbie, actually looking at the headline offer there then, Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win at 3-1. Derek, you're going for the draw here?
Avoiding defeat is going to be uppermost in Coleman's mind. If he gets a point here, he'll be made up.
Superb. And Mr. Dunn?
I'll take the headline offer.
The headline offer?
Just, yeah. Simple as. It's a good price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.